This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Holy Child, into the daily cycle of our lives, when all seems well with us and with the world, when our yoke is easy and our burden light, you break in and scatter our complacency. Into the daily cycle of our lives, when we are comfortable and at our ease, when the fire is lit, our eyes are closed, you break in and challenge our dependency. You break in into our daily prayers, humble hearts, lay souls bare. You break in when defenses are down, with an angel's shout or the quietest sound, you break in. You break in and we change, and all things change when you break in. Amen. Merry Christmas. It wasn't the easiest of engagements, probably the most difficult one could imagine. Perhaps had God chosen to break in the year 2012, it may have gone something like this.
Thank you.
No, it was not the easiest of engagements. Joseph threw away his good reputation, a good man, to marry a fallen woman. Mary had shed her virtue and become an outcast. Joseph was prepared to divorce her quietly. What would you do? Run and hide? Or turn and risk? And a whole different life began for him, began for Mary, and began for us because of their decision. This is a time in life, in our year, where it is a common thing for people to get engaged on Christmas. I got engaged on Christmas. Any of you? It's a common thing. A dear friend of mine, I can't believe it, he's finally getting engaged tonight in California. It was not an easy engagement for them, but they chose. There is a man by the name of Phillips Brooks, an Episcopal priest. He's in our prayer book. He is most well known, among other things, for writing the lyrics to the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. But there's one verse that he originally wrote that for some reason is left out of every hymnal. And it goes like this. Where children pure and happy pray to the blessed child, where misery cries out to thee, son of the mother mild, where charity stands watching and faith holds wide the door. The dark night wakes, the glory breaks, and Christmas comes once more. Faith holds wide the door. It is because of Mary and Joseph holding wide the door that Christmas happens. It is no accident that that beautiful sculpture that now adorns our entrance has who holding up Jesus but Mary and Joseph. They become for us the image of what faith means for us. To hold wide the door. All of us tonight are called to get engaged. Husbands or wives, you're not off the hook. But we are called to get engaged with life. We know from quantum physics and so many other things in science today that we are all connected. Connected is a given. But engagement is the choice. The choice we make tonight is whether or not to engage this little child who breaks into our life. Do we want to be merely connected, or do we want to engage in a vital, intimate, sustainable, and real relationship with our God and with each other? It is not an easy decision. It is one we are called to make every day. But as Mary and Joseph show us, when we hold wide the door, there is nothing but excitement and joy that we will find in the end. It does not dismiss, as it didn't for them, that they would be rejected, that they would be hurt, that they would be embarrassed, that they would get tired, that they would run out of steam. But by choosing to be engaged, life happened and continued to happen for them. So I challenge you tonight on this Christmas Eve to get engaged, to connect, to press on beyond the shallow niceness of pretense towards more honest relationships, to talk to others instead of talking about others. Remember the decision that you made, that you were going to force yourself to deal with the reality of your life and let something break in so you could change. For many of you reunited here tonight, remember your pilgrimage. You too were on a journey. And on that experience, you shared the truth about yourself. And you were never freer, never more yourself, more enlarged, more engaged than then. Many of you reunite in this church tonight who have been on mission trips with this church and beyond. Remember how free you were in that sharing that took place. Remember that relationship you had that was more special than any other. You were more alive. You were more real when you were more engaged. Engagement is indeed a risk. It takes courage to be engaged with a person, an institution, whether it is moving from the corner of the room to have the willingness for the first time to get out on that dance floor, to move from the shallow end of the swimming pool to really go for it in the deep end. The mystery of the incarnation we celebrate here together is God's choice to engage with us. Irrevocably, the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. God refused to remain in the fray, but wanted to be in it, to be engaged with us in all the fleshy, rocky messiness, but the wonder and beauty of our lives. Engagement, what was Jesus was all about. He learned it from his old man and his mom, because that's what they chose. There are too many times when we would not risk to be engaged in life and we regret it. Strangers quickly become more strange. Strangers becoming friends can dissolve into friends becoming strangers. Husbands and wives stop engaging with each other and become nothing but strangers. There are too many times when we are choosing not to engage. So tonight, what would happen in your life if you truly chose to become engaged with your spouse, with your friends, with your family, to speak honestly, to listen carefully, to more fully affirm each other? We discover tonight through Mary and Joseph the most difficult but the most wonderful engagement in the history of the world. We are invited to join in it. In the words of Phillips Brooks, where charity stands watching, and faith holds wide the door. Choose to hold open that door and let God break in. Amen.